It's time now for Michigan Ag Today's Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Invita. If you want a product that will give you nitrogen all season long, then you'll want to try Invita. Learn more at azotic.com. That's AZOTIC.com. Well, according to USDA, 85% of Michigan's sugar beet crop is rated in good to excellent condition. And joining us once again is Kevin Messing. He's the East District Agronomy Manager with Michigan Sugar Company. And Kevin, when you hear that 85% of the crop is in such great shape so far, that's got to be pretty encouraging to hear.
It definitely is, CJ. We're sitting here looking, and the crop looks to be in really good shape and off to a great start. So I would agree with that rating. It seems like if things keep going, we get average rains, we'll have maybe another bumper crop this fall.
Kevin, what are some things that Michigan sugar beet grower owners should concern themselves with as we look ahead to the rest of the growing season?
Yeah, so we are nearing mid-June, soon to be late June, which is when we normally start talking about our first fungicide applications to control our leaf spot complex that we battle here in Michigan. With some of these early plantings, and as this crop is rated so well, we have some advanced growth where we're a little bit further along than we were last year and another year. So we're having some conversations with growers now talking about that leaf spot and maybe making that first application a little bit earlier, especially as you get to some of these first planted fields that have closed rows now. A lot of that canopy is where we get that high humidity trapped in there, which creates that strong disease environment. So those are some of the conversations we've been talking about. You know, last week, CJ, we talked about keeping this crop healthy and looking at making these fungicide applications to prevent leaf spot during the growing season.
We're just crossing our fingers for heat units, growing degree days, beautiful weather, not too much rain, but enough to keep the crop looking as good as it has been early on.
Yeah, I agree. It looks like, based on the forecast, the heat units are coming, maybe trending a little dry, so we may see some stress on this crop. But with that too, you know, it's going to be hard to kill weeds, so let's stay ahead of those. Water hemp is starting to rear its head already this growing season, and where growers weren't able to make those preventative applications early in the season, we are seeing water hemp get established, and once it's in, it's harder to control. So I would say in general too, with this heat, let's stay ahead of the weeds and keep them clean in that regard as well, because once we get water hemp and we get this hot, dry weather, weeds tend to get even harder to kill, just like in other crops.
Once again, Kevin Messing, he's the East District Agronomy Manager with Michigan Sugar Company. And Kevin, thank you so much for joining us here today on Michigan Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, CJ. Have a good day.
Want a product that will give you nitrogen all season long? Then you want to try Invita. Invita gets directly into the cells of the plants, and it's easy to apply, foliar or in furrow. Invita provides the flexibility you need for your farm practices. Whether you want to reduce your nitrogen and maintain yield, or maintain your nitrogen and increase yield, Invita fits your farm. Invita SC formulation is OMRI registered. To learn more about Invita, visit azotic.com. That's AZOTIC.com.